Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, using an unrelated current event to get free publicity for your small business, reinventing yourself in retirement using tools learned during your career, and how an entrepreneur is capitalizing on a crisis. Well, the founder of the Rhode Island-based Sons of Liberty Distillery has been trying to drum up publicity by sending cases of his whiskey to Denver Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning, the recent Super Bowl winner. MarketWatch says Mike Rapucci, who's a Patriots fan, is part of a growing movement of craft distillers in the U.S. Still, there's been no word as to what Manning thinks about the whiskey or whether he's even tried it. He has yet to respond to Mr. Rapucci. And as we learned after he won the Super Bowl recently, Manning is apparently a Budweiser guy. Well, they may not need the publicity. Check this out. MarketWatch says Sons of Liberty, which currently sells about 5,000 cases a year, has been growing at a 43% annual clip. Reporter Charles Passy, by the way, did us the favor of tasting the whiskey. He says it's a flavorful but balanced mouthful of a sip, a little heartier than your standard single malt scotch, but not overpowering. A nice mix of caramel and pepper notes. And that's how you get free publicity, tying yourself to a current event. Nice job by the Sons of Liberty Distillery. So what will your routine be in retirement? Work a little, maybe not at all. For those who do work, it's often something reasonably connected to the job they did during their careers. Such is the case for former New York Giants great Tiki Barber, the team's all-time leading rusher. He's involved in something called Thuzio, a marketplace which connects current and former athletes and coaches with corporate and private events that want a speaker. He's here to explain. Tiki, how has it evolved to include this executive club?
Originally, we were a marketplace, as you noted, for consumers to book talent to do any kinds of things, like flag football games or corporate speaking engagement or lunches or dinners. But as I think any good entrepreneur will tell you, you start out with an idea and then it evolves. And then for us, we've evolved and we've evolved and we've evolved. And you mentioned the Thuzio Executive Club, an event that I know that you went to one of ours with Brian Leach.
Yeah.
That came from our experience around the Super Bowl here in New York. Obviously, it was a huge opportunity to do events. And Ernst & Young wanted to do a bunch of dinners, intimate engagements in their offices. So instead of bidding for the professional services contract at the Super Bowl, they did these events in-house instead. And we had, you know, the likes of Phil Simms and Joe Montana and Dan Marino. And it was just an unbelievable few nights within Ernst & Young, which kind of clicked something in our minds to say, you know, we should do these regularly.
So if I want Victor Cruz to come to my company motivational event,
yep.
How much does a guy like Victor Cruz cost, say, for remarks and dinner or something like that?
It's a great question, but you can go look it up on Thuzio.com. I'm assuming it's probably going to be around $35,000.
Okay.
And you can basically have an intel on what he speaks well about, what he's affiliated with. You can understand who you're booking as opposed to just hearing a name, thinking that it fits exactly what you need, but not actually knowing if it fits exactly what you need.
Right. We're speaking with Tiki Barber, co-founder of Thuzio, which is a marketplace for athletes to be booked for speaking engagements or appearances. How'd you get involved in something like Thuzio? Because you've done the broadcasting thing. You still do the broadcasting thing.
Yeah,
you've done the children's books. I thought it didn't seem like a natural move. Like, I thought you'd be doing a fitness something or other as a consultant
it's
or something.
Interesting. A lot of people don't know my background, Gordon. I went to the University of Virginia. I was a computer geek, and I was a straight-A student in high school. And, you know, until I got really good my third year at UVA, I wanted to be work at Oracle. I wanted to be a computer programmer.
Wow.
Database design in the MIS program at McIntyre School of Commerce is what I was educationally trained to do. I went to school with this guy. His name is Rick Gerson in the Commerce School at UVA, and he said, look, come have lunch with my brother, who is Mark, who I mentioned before, who started a company called GLG, the Gerson Lehrman Group, which is one of the largest networks of experts for financial institutions across the world. And so we went and had lunch, and we started talking about the issues that face athletes when they're retired, primarily that they lose a connection to their community,
yeah.
Right? If they don't have, if they're not super A, like think think that the Joe Montanas and the Dan Marinos of the world, right, or the Peyton Mannings now, the Eli Mannings, they're not super A. They lose their agent and they lose the ability to monetize a brand, right, and a expertise that they spent a lifetime developing. And so as we had this conversation, it kind of just dawned on us, why don't we create a marketplace for these things to take place? And so Mark and I started the due diligence, doing some peer reviews, and we finally said, let's just build a business plan and start raising some money.
There you go. Tiki Barber, the all-time New York Giants leading rusher and one-time computer geek. Coming up next, taking advantage of a crisis.
He's in the paint. Down by two. Can he do it? The ball is up. And nothing but net. The crowd goes wild.
Hey, Greg. Waiting on your PC again.
Yep. Want a front row seat to the big game?
No. I'm good.
A workplace that doesn't work is anything but beautiful. Give your employees the power to do their best work and reduce downtime by 50% with new, powerfully performing Dell and Intel technology. Learn more at Dell.com/business.
All right, so how about another story about booze? Lehman Brothers is gone, right? But the Wall Street Journal says anyone wanting to savor the distinct taste of financial ruin that its name evokes has ways to do so. One way, sipping some Lehman Brothers scotch. James Green, a 34-year-old serial entrepreneur from London, has created a new liquor line with the Lehman logo. Mr. Green says the name has great intrinsic value, and he plans to offer his spirits online. Says he's even gotten orders from bars in London and New York. But the Lehman name's owner, too, claims its intrinsic value. Barclays, which bought parts of the firm in bankruptcy, tried to block Mr. Green from using the name in 2014. Mr. Green, to pitch his booze, is seeking investors to open Lehman Brothers bars on Wall Street and in London. Three blends of the whiskey, by the way, are called Snapfire, Evergreen, and Ashes of Disaster. Reminder, by the way, you can get more small business reports on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. And we encourage you to leave feedback on whatever podcast platform you use, like iTunes or SoundCloud. Reviews can help you determine what works and what does not. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, you can send me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.